Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Hello, Tuesday. Three more wake-ups. Woo. Hey, everybody. It's going to be a good day.
Yeah, it is.
Foggy as hell this morning.
Oh, I was hearing the news reports on the bridge, huh?
It's crazy. Washers, windshield wipers going full blast. And the moon was gorgeous at my house and then completely obscure. I was like, oh, I'm going to get to see the moon over the ocean. That'll be nice.
Oh, it was blocked, huh?
Oh, my God. It was just soup. You could barely see the car in front of me. It's so scary. No. God, it's the summer in San Francisco. So how are you guys?
So good.
Excellent.
Like, what is
this? Is going to be a week of Fridays.
The porky pig thing over there.
We've
got three more days to Friday.
Oh my God.
5 seconds from Wildin'. Oh, it's good. Play that all day.
So, did you run into some traffic on Embarcadero?
Embarcadero, I don't know what they're doing at 3rd, but...
Oh, they're... yeah, they're doing working on the lefty old dual bridge, and so it's making a detour for people that can't make that turn.
Well, what happens is the people coming down that street, they jam... They block the cars that can pass. Yeah, they just completely pull in, like... Well, look, I'm making the light. No, you're not. You're in the middle of the street blocking everybody. So we watched the light go green and no one moved.
It's dangerous.
I hate people. Honest to God, that it's so rude to do that. It's so rude. And so many times, like, I don't know, I guess I have been caught in intersections where I shouldn't have pulled in enough times that I just never do that anymore. Like, I'm sorry, if I can't see that there's space for my car on the other side, I just stop, and people are behind me beeping.
I know.
And then the light turns red, and there's still people in the intersection in front of me. I'm like, now are you happy? Jerkos?
They're not even bothering to look.
I'm afraid they're going to run into me. Yeah.
They're just, I got to go. Don't you know I got to be somewhere?
You're at a green light. I'm like, yeah, but there's a car right in front of me.
Exactly.
I'm not going to pull into the middle of the intersection when I can see no one's moving up there.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be that person. I feel bad enough if I'm in the crosswalk. And people just give you such a dirty look, too. Walking, I'm like, God, I'm sorry. I'm just trying to get somewhere.
One time we were leaving.
And hit you.
This was like 4 or 5 years ago. We left work because there was a Giants game. And I got caught, you know,
in the middle. Oh, no.
And this Giants fan starts yelling at me.
Oh, I remember this.
And kicks my car. Scared that, and I roll up my windows. I'm just like, oh God. What's
yeah, everybody makes
now?
Mistakes. You don't have to, like, they didn't hit you. You're fine. Oh, people.
So scary.
God, we're so rotten to each other. We really
are.
Well,
people do that stuff, and they just assume you're going to sit there and take that.
Well,
Johnny V was in the car. He'd have gotten out. I guarantee it. I've gotten out when people have done... Pedestrians touch your car like that as they're walking by. I've gotten out.
That's dangerous. I'm afraid these days someone will pull a gun.
Exactly.
You just don't know. The guy, I don't know, maybe he was drunk.
Oh, my God.
I think he was coming probably from Momo's or something, and I don't know.
Right.
Anyway, today is John's birthday.
Oh, my God. How old is
he? So happy birthday,
Happy
Johnny
birthday,
B.
Johnny B.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
How old is he? 61?
61.
He was born, do the math, he was born in 57.
Yes, 62.
62.
He's 62. He can retire now.
Yeah, I told him next year he could.
Oh, 63?
Yeah.
Oh, you tell him when?
Well, he's over it.
He wants to?
Yeah, he's just...
Well, I mean, this last couple years with this, you know, selling cars job.
Yeah.
That's a big life change for him at this time in his life. He was a 9-to-5,
yeah, totally.
Weekends free for years.
Maybe do a couple events.
Right.
Here and there.
Time off.
Got to rejuvenate.
Right. I think it's been harder, it's as hard on you as it has on him. I mean, I've watched you just, because you're also a routine person.
Mm-hmm.
It's been rough. How long has he been at Mercedes now? A couple years.
Probably going on 2 years.
Is he an old hat at it now, like top sales producer?
He loves selling cars to people. I think he hates, like all of us do, the corporation process of things and...
Yeah, talking to people is always fine.
It doesn't stop him from posing for the Mercedes hot male sales mail calendar, does it?
Yeah, hello. All right, I guess I'll do it.
Uh-huh.
You know, wouldn't want to keep my man meat from the community.
He sold some guy, I'm going to say this, he sold some guy like a $190,000 car the other day.
Oh,
nice.
And I'm like,
all by himself? Just him?
Oh, yeah, it's a solo deal.
Oh, that's great.
I was like, dang, people that roll in that can buy.
Yeah, I'll take that.
A car like that. And bought like $9,000 worth of services.
Oh,
you
boy.
You know, all the stuff.
Yeah,
yes,
he doesn't
spinning.
Care. What does he call you?
Honey.
Honey.
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
He doesn't call you UZV?
He should. No, he doesn't. He has never. Sometimes we're joking around, he'll call me Uzi, but not very often.
So if he names you, he's calling you Uzette.
Yes. Yeah. Huh. But mostly it's honey.
Mostly it's honey.
Yeah.
Never UZV.
Or beautiful. No.
Huh. I like UZV.
I do too. Start calling me that.
All right.
UZV, Johnny V and UZV. But you're not UZV.
Yeah, she is.
You took his last name?
Well, not on paper. I'll answer to it.
Oh.
On paper, I'm still Salazar.
I know, I was going to say. I thought you were like, I don't want to jump through those
I never
hoops.
Went through the process
it
of
is
doing
a
that.
Pain in the ass.
Hey, is Christina going to be taking your name, Finn? How's that going to work out?
As far as I know.
That's great.
I mean.
I thought you kind of insisted on that.
I kind of did, but you know,
kids.
I'll tell you what, this process wears you out to the point where you're like, I just don't care.
Mm-hmm.
I just, when is it Sunday? Is it Sunday?
Soon enough.
Dude.
What happened yesterday?
There's just a lot going on. It's more than I would ever choose to be involved in.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
It just is. I'm not this person.
Yeah.
I'm doing it for my family and for her, and look.
That's so great of you.
Oh, my God. That is the fakest smile I've
ever
seen.
I don't know what else to tell you. It's more than I would ever choose.
He literally pulled his face. He's like, you know what I can do? I'm going to push my cheeks upward. I can get this smile going. Here we go. I'm so happy to be here, everyone.
There you go.
Happy to be here. He's like, his eyes are screaming, help me. But his face is contorted into a smile. Look, it'll be over soon, and you're right. You're doing this for all the right reasons.
Yep.
Take big, deep breaths.
Are you at the end of your rope?
Yourself. Oh, boy.
No, there's so much more rope, bro.
Oh, there is.
Oh yeah. I'm great.
Nice.
Super.
Nice, Finny. Nice.
Tons.
Nice,
Finny. Tons of rope.
Tons of rope. Just keep wrapping it.
Anyway.
It's too much rope.
Oh, that seems like a lot of rope. That's like a mink stole of rope. big, thick turtleneck of rope.
Yeah, it's a lot. So, whatever. It's good. It's fine.
Mm. Yeah.
So, I think she's supposed to do that. I think she also has had the... To me, you just do whatever you got to do stuff. Mm-hmm. So to me, I know it seems like a pain in the ass, but you just do it. Whatever the paperwork is, you do it, and then you're done with it.
Yeah.
Oh, a bunch of paperwork?
Whatever it is to change
your... to change your name. I didn't do it, so...
Yeah, I mean...
You're talking about marriage
change everything.
Licenses.
No, well, that's got to happen here in a minute, too, but yeah. You just do it. Whatever it is. I don't know.
Forms you fill out.
Of all the things that you go through for a wedding, that's the thing?
Yeah. Sitting at a desk, filling out paper.
Yeah.
Okay.
Changing all the cards.
Yeah. Social Security is a big one.
That one.
That's the big one.
DMV.
Yeah, DMV stuff. There's a lot.
Well, the DMV would be the last thing that you'd bother with, right? I mean...
I don't know.
To go get your ID changed.
I guess unless you're flying out somewhere, you need to do that.
And my passport. I mean, honestly, I got my first passport right around the time I got married, so that was easy.
Oh, that's good.
I imagine most places deal with married women name change all the time, mm-hmm. and whether or not the ID is the same, it just all you have to do is go, look, I'm married. It's that's why they're different.
Mm-hmm. Just keep a copy of your wedding certificate in your look. I promise. Look, see, there's my old name. Here's my new name. This is us.
Don't put me on a watch list. I haven't been to Turkey recently.
Yeah, Homan.
I only went to the airport, and then I ended up on the terror watch list, mm-hmm. and now I'm off.
And now you're going to climb the Salesforce Tower.
I know. Thank God for global entry.
How's the training going, buddy?
It's hard. Some days I can walk up and down the Lyon Street steps 10 times.
I work out.
Mushroom slap me.
Don't do a mashup between those.
Mushroom slap me.
But the other day, like, I woke up and I could do it 5 times and I was just completely out of breath. I don't know. It's inconsistent.
Well, you know, you're training. I mean, it's going to take you. You guys got to give yourself 3 hours to get up to the top of the Salesforce Tower.
Like, well,
how long will it take you?
If I can have a regular walking pace, 20 minutes.
20 minutes to walk from the bottom to the top of the Salesforce Tower?
I think it's 55 flats.
55.
So your back's better then?
I don't know. Like, at Sarah's house the other day, like, I just started hurting. If my ass is higher than my pelvis, waist, does that make sense? If I'm, like, at a downward slope, I'm okay.
Oh, so down dog is your most comfortable position?
No, like, if my ass is up and I'm, like, leaning forward a little bit, I'm okay. But if the ass goes too low, like, you know how your ass can be below your knees?
Nope.
Yeah, you do.
I don't.
Don't say no.
None of what you're saying makes sense.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Are you saying, like, in positions that you
assume? Ass up, face down?
Not ass up, face down.
Ass up, face down.
Don't do that.
By the way, so there's a story. It's a very random story. One of the, I can't even think of, Carly.
Carly Jenner?
No.
Carly Rae Jepsen?
No.
Carly
from the U.S. women's soccer team. Yeah. Her birthday's today. She's 37, so she went to a J-Lo show last night.
Oh, because J-Lo had to cancel her concert because of the blackout in New
York. Yeah, there was some blackout in New York,
so she rescheduled it for Monday.
So she played the show last night, and I guess A-Rod maybe knows Carly, or someone, her people got in touch.
Right,
all the sports people know each other. he gets her back there, and J-Lo's like, I'm giving her a lap dance for her birthday. It's about the four most uncomfortable moments of video you'll ever see. Like, you know, look, it's uncomfortable when you're the center of attention anyways. Like, even when people are singing happy birthday to you, sometimes you ever get that feeling like, I don't know where to look.
Yeah, and I don't like it.
It's like, oh, everyone's looking at me. So they bring this girl out onto the stage. And J-Lo doesn't actually seat herself. I think she sits in her lap in some other song, but doesn't grind on her. But has her two dancers doing lap dances and just... you know, shaking their boobs in her face.
I'm curious about the sexuality for some reason. So are the dancers men?
I thought the same thing. No, they're women.
And is the lady, Carly, is she lesbian?
I don't know. I asked the same thing.
And what was the answer?
I didn't look up the answer.
Yeah,
I just asked it into the room and no one knew the answer and we didn't look it up. So, but the thing is, as we're watching it, there's this move that one of the girls does that kind of reminds me of what Hooman's saying, getting the ass up above the waist.
Thank you so much for understanding what I just said.
She's wearing assless chaps. Well, she's wearing an assless jumpsuit, so it's truly an assless outfit.
She's married to Brian Hollins.
Oh, she's married. She's married to some dude?
Yeah.
So I guess she's not a lesbian. But anyway, so there she is. So she's sitting in like a shoe-shaped chair, and then they're just dancing around her. At one point, one girl straddles her, but then there's this other point where look at the girl who's on the ground there. Like, that is some feats of strength.
Oh,
like,
she's going for it.
Like, she's on her... She's, like, got her elbows down on the ground and her head, like, on her hands.
Like in a plank position.
In a plank position. But her ass is up in the air and she's sort of dragging her feet upward and going around. I go, oh, my God, that's the amount of strength it takes to do something like that. And Bryn goes, I could do that.
I didn't say that. I said, that's not that hard.
It's solid core,
though.
It's core. It's very strong core.
Let me just show you what I got here.
Oh, you video.
Well, she didn't even... She was hiding the video of the camera very well.
All right, so then I'll post this.
I don't want to see. Oh, no, my eyes.
No, look. You got
to
look at it. Vinny, look at it.
Uh-uh.
I didn't know I was being recorded the whole time. And I didn't say I could do that.
But yeah, you did. He's like, that doesn't take much strength. That doesn't take any strength. That's just like boning.
I didn't say that either.
I'm like,
man, you change things up a lot.
So he's getting me that footage of the girl doing the feats of strength, and then I want to put it side by side.
So the weird thing about this, I mean, it's super cool of J-Lo. She's like, but did J-Lo hear that she's a fan? Because I could see if the girl's like, I love J-Lo, that this is a super huge,
she must
like,
have
read
if she's coming to the...
I don't... That's what I'm saying.
My feeling is her people probably reached out to, like, someone knew A-Rod or something, and then somehow J-Lo got wind of it. They knew it was her birthday, and they're like, we're bringing her up, and we're going to celebrate the win and the birthday. She must be. Like, wouldn't you just be like, no, I'm not going to a J-Lo concert.
I don't know. Sometimes you go places you weren't planning to or wouldn't have picked.
Well, so you do that, but most people go where they want to go. Although that's not true either.
Yeah, that's not true at all. Yeah. What are you talking about? Mm. We all do that.
I know you find yourself
here I am at the mall.
Around.
What am I doing?
Being at the mall.
No, you don't.
Sure I do.
No.
I mean, the few times a year I go there.
You hate shopping. What are you talking about?
Right, I don't like shopping, but I'll go to the mall. If somebody wants to go. My God. You know, last night... I actually had a dream that I was shoe shopping and having so much fun.
Oh, that's nice.
I think you were there.
All right.
We had like a couple girlfriends, and I'm like, oh, I like these shoes, but I want them with no toes.
Yeah. Shoe shopping so much easier than clothes shopping.
Yeah. Well.
What kind of shoes? Like red slippers?
Yes, Hooman. Tell me more.
I don't know.
Red slippers?
I mean, I'm just
thinking. No, they were purple, like little wedges. And then, but they had like a toe cover. Yeah, like a not like a light lavender or something with like a cork heel. I don't know. They were horrible. Now that I think about it, they're all horrible. Like, why did I even want those? But I wanted those, but with no toe.
No.
No. Anyway.
Well, I had a dream I was shopping for lingerie.
Oh, you had a dream about shopping last night too?
Yeah. I woke up with it this morning.
Oh.
And it was so like clear, all the stuff. I saw.
Is that hot to you?
What, lingerie?
Yeah, you're trying on lingerie. Are you like, wake up all steamy or are you all?
No, I was just trying
That was just another
all
day.
All kinds of colors and really neat stockings and thongs.
Oh.
Yeah.
Stockings
and
thongs.
And my mom was there.
Oh.
Your mom was there.
You guys all trying on stuff together?
No,
dancing around
she was
like
looking at some
someone
other
turned
stuff.
On some music in the
mom daughter
in the dressing room and all of a sudden everyone was doing like lap dances and it was more like, Oh yeah. It was this song. This song came on, everyone's like, woo, where's my cowboy hat? Give me my chaps and my whip.
Ride that pony.
Anyway, I actually feel bad for Carly. I'm sure she had a great time and everything, but she's sitting there so uncomfortably in this shoe-shaped chair with chicks writhing all over. She's just sort of sitting stiffly like, do I enjoy this or am I?
I don't grab them.
Am I
right?
Gonna?
Well, do I give them money?
They drag their hands right down the front of her too. Like there's definite touching.
Oh,
it's funny how you they could
too'd.
Touch you.
I know they can touch you, but you can't touch them even in a J-Lo show.
Yeah, I gave Vinny one of the first stories I gave you. Vinny was someone had sent it to me, and it was a husband that was angry. Because he was at a
strip club.
Yes.
Yeah.
What?
I'll tell it to you.
Okay.
If you want it.
All right. Well, we'll play a song. And we'll get into it. This is Tuesday. Let's get this thing done. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah, Vinny, Alice Moore Show. We'll be right back.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.